You're listening to the Reaching Japan podcast. My name is James Miyashita. So glad that you're here today. In this podcast, we cover updates and news about what's currently happening in our lives and ministry. You can find us on the web at reachingjapan.com, facebook.com/reachingjapan, and twitter.com/reachingjapan. Now, if you haven't already, please leave us a review for this podcast so others can find it as well and join us on the journey of reaching Japan with the gospel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here's what we're going to be talking about. Wow, we need to do these more often. We are super excited that you're listening in today. And today, it's not just me. You don't have to just listen to my voice, but Rosie is here with me as well. So, super glad that she's here. It got really cold, right?
Really fast.
I feel like
overnight.
We went from, you know, it's kind of nice to have a jacket to...
Where's the coat?
Yeah, where's my... Not just where's my sweater, where's my coat? And it's been kind of a crazy just like... I feel like it was, what, right as December hit?
Yeah, right the first day of December, actually.
It's like, yeah. Hello, winter. Yeah. I'm here. But we're super excited that we get to be here in Nagoya, Japan, and telling people about Jesus. And Rosie actually branched out a little bit this year. Could you say branched out?
This year.
I'm not sure if branched out.
A lot of branching out this year.
I mean, we've all been branching out a little bit in all kinds of directions, I guess. I mean, you haven't really done a ladies' Christmas tea before, though,
no,
right?
So did tell our, them about our first, that. We did our first, really our first ladies' event at the church plant, and that was a lot of fun. Something I've been wanting to do, but just kind of been waiting for the right timing. And it worked out to do a ladies' Christmas tea together. So as the name suggests, we got together and we drank tea and coffee and had a short devotion together. We had two ladies actually come for the first time. They haven't been to church yet, but two friends that I met different places, and they came along to be a part of it. So all of the ladies had a great time, and we are talking about trying to do something similar, but just have a meetup to do a ladies' Bible study together. So we're praying that'll work out in the near future.
Yeah, it's so awesome. There were how many nationalities represented at the ladies' Christmas tea?
I think we ended up with three or four. We had one lady cancel the day of, so that would have, she's from Myanmar, so she would have been another nationality there. But we had a Brazilian, a Bolivian, Japanese, and of course I'm American, so we had four. And we would have had five, but one lady had to cancel last minute.
So pretty crazy. We're really noticing how international our church is becoming. The other day we had a family from Peru show up, and we're really thinking about doing a thing called Simple Church on down the road, and we'll share some of that later. Now, for those of you who have read ministry books, this is not the Tom Rainer Simple Church model. We're talking about doing something in simple Japanese to reach people who come to Japan to work in Japan, but they're Japanese and sophisticated, because there's so many different flowery ways, and I'm sure Rosie could probably tell you about how stressful that can be sometimes, because there's... It's like, hi, how are you? And there's like 20 ways to say that.
Right. It just all depends on who you're talking to and what the setting is, how formal it has to be. And so using simple Japanese is always easier to understand.
And so if you're not used to those scripts and how all that's supposed to work, especially coming from, you know, we did some research. We had someone help us do some research. And there's a lot of Chinese people in our area. There's a lot of Filipino and Brazilian and Vietnamese. And so, you know, when you think international church, I think a lot of times people think English speaking, but we're going to try a different international, because if you're coming from China, Vietnam, all these places, the common denominator, if you're in Japan, is not English, it's Japanese. And so we've got that in the works. We're going to try to do something with that next year. But some of you guys who've been following us, you know about my friend Yuji. He's a college student. And we've been asking you to pray for him. He seemed to make a profession of faith and then backed out. Well, we've been praying for him. Thank you so much if you've been praying for him as well. He messaged me out of the blue the other day. We keep in touch. We've gone out to eat a couple times after all that's gone down. But he messaged me out of the blue and said, hey, Christmas, what can I help with at church? I'm free all day, so I'll help with whatever I can. I'm like, oh, okay. Because, you know, the last time we talked about anything like this, it was like, you know, I need to really think and maybe not talk about this for a while. I'm like, okay. So I just kind of gave him some space, and then it's like he came back and was like, I want to come to church on Christmas. I'm like, okay. So that's been neat. We're going to be doing a candlelight service on Christmas Eve. Last year that was actually really well attended. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to do two services on Christmas Day. We're trying to encourage people to invite their friends. And if everybody invites one person, then we're all not going to fit in our building. Like, you know, it's pretty crowded right now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's very crowded. Like, we need a new building because it's too crowded. I think it's actually hindering our growth right now. But we're going to try to do two services on Christmas Day as well. So pretty exciting stuff.
And have Christmas cake. Because that's a big thing here in Japan. And when James and I got married, the first year we were married, he said something about having Christmas cake. And I said, Christmas cake? What's that? Probably like most of you listening would go, Christmas cake? What's that?
It's part of Christmas, right?
He's like, wait, you don't do Christmas cake? I'm like, no, we don't do Christmas cake in America. I mean, some families may. I know some families do happy birthday Jesus cake. But it's a big thing here in Japan. Every year people have Christmas cake together. So we're going to have some Christmas cake together after church.
Yeah, no, top of November, places were taking reservations. And
signs were up.
They're like, order your Christmas cake right now. And so it's a big deal. But anyway, we're going to try to do that as well after both the services on Sunday. Say, hey, come to church, come enjoy Christmas at church, and then come enjoy Christmas cake with us. Yep. We were actually just looking up something for that a minute ago. But we have just been tremendously blessed. If you've been following our stuff, you know that a lot of our services have been really well attended. You know, we've been north of 15, going into 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, our family's five, so that's like 25%. But still, it's just been super encouraging. But, you know, what's really been encouraging is the good mix of Christians and non-Christians. Mm-hmm. And like the other day, I got a text from one of the ladies who's been very faithful in coming to church. And she's like, hey, is the church open on weekdays? And like, well, the bottom door is like, because our church, there's like a shutter. You have to go upstairs and there's another door you have to unlock. But like the shutters, you can just open it. I was like, yeah, well, I mean, that's open. She's like, I want to clean the bathroom. I'm like, be my guest. So, and then another family, the wife has been working as the church secretary. And then they come and they show up. They're like vacuuming the room on Sunday morning, great, setting up chairs. And man, it's just been a huge, huge blessing. And just how God has been sending us help. They often use the analogy of, you know, parachuting into a city. And we kind of did that, but God had people here to help us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's been super encouraging. I'll spare you the details on all the stuff happening at our second location, but Lord willing, January 15th, we are going to be renting the second facility. We are super excited about that. We're actually on this, like, we need to raise money thing. if you saw what we put out on our YouTube channel, we called it Get the Gospel Out Tuesday because everybody was doing Giving Tuesday. I'm like, hey, here's something for you to give to as well. We're raising some money to help cover those costs for a second location. We're going to be renting a building, putting some stuff in it, putting out a sign. It's a one-minute walk from a train station, which is something that we've never had before. Right. And so we're excited about that. Please be praying for that. And then do you want to share a few things about what's been going on with family? The boys,
yeah, life. So those of you who know, we have three little boys, and that is always an adventure.
Munchkins.
So always appreciate prayers just in this parenting process, because we don't know what we're doing. We're learning and growing.
No,
and begging God for wisdom on a daily basis. So but for our little ones right now, our oldest is 4 years old, and he is taking after his daddy and has gotten a skateboard and is now practicing with his daddy, trying to learn skateboard. James can't skateboard anymore because he hurt his knee, so he's kind of on a little
Not anymore, right now.
Okay, on a fast, a temporary fast.
Fasting.
Yeah. Temporary skateboard fast. So
is that what we're calling it these days?
I don't know. But Silas is enjoying trying to learn. So James has been taking him out to the park and helping him out with his skateboarding. And Amos is now, I guess, a little over 2.5. And he has just recently taken off in speaking. He was much slower to speak. But I think he really was just taking in both languages. And he has taken off crazy in both languages. It's a lot of fun to hear him flip back and forth between the languages and talking to friends. And
He was trying to talk to Lady at the Park today in English, though.
Did he try English?
Explain his bulldozer in English. And she's like, I think you said something in English. She's like, and he just said it again. And I had to translate.
It's fun. Both of the boys understand Japanese and speak a good bit of Japanese, but they do tend to speak English with each other. So we'll be at the park and they're both, you know, Silas is speaking Japanese to all his friends, and then he turns to Amos and speaks English. So it's, I would love to be inside their minds. It's just interesting. But so that's fun. And then Ezra just hit 10 months and he has decided to be an early walker. So he really, over the past month, has gone from just taking a few steps to now just trying to walk all over the room. So he's at a really fun stage too. But that's a little bit of our personal life.
Yeah. And, you know, I think really over this past year, I think, would you say we've experienced a lot of just personal growth?
Yes. Yes, like, yes, yes.
Personal growth. And I think, you know, coming into this, you know, our church plant, you know, this coming Sunday is going to be a year old. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? I guess 365 days minus one because it's the 11th. But
close enough,
right? Like, come on, what year? Like, give it to us, okay? But, you know, just learning to walk through times of, you know, lows. And, you know, earlier this year, I mean, I don't think we've shared this anywhere else, but we walked through a time, I walked through a time, I'm like, what are we doing? You know, and really just being broken by that, and seeing a renewed vision for the city. And you know, questioning, like, what are we doing here? Do we need to just quit? And having walked through that valley, not saying that we've arrived, but I think it's, we've definitely not arrived, okay? But God's taught us a lot this year, and I think we're in a better, a healthier place spiritually, emotionally, in experiencing what God is doing here. And so we are super excited that we get to celebrate Christmas here in Japan. We're actually going to be seeing my parents after Christmas. You know, right. We're going to be celebrating with them. They're like 4 hours away, right? So we're going to do all of our Christmas shebang on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then day after Christmas, we're actually going
to
celebrate
Christmas. To go with celebrate them. Christmas.
Because, like, in Japan, you know, Christmas is like a big ministry opportunity because that's like one time people are like, oh, maybe I'll go to church.
Right.
Like, it's not like the States, but it's like, oh, well, that's a Christian thing, right? I guess I could go do a Christian-ish thing and go to a church and listen to Christmas music. So, like, yeah, come on. So it's kind of like the Super Bowl Sunday of all Sundays. So we're going to be going to see them. But I just say all that to say thank you, guys. Thank you. You're listening to this. You're probably in your car in the office somewhere. But thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you for keeping up with us. Thank you for giving. Because we cannot do what we do without you. And if you're part of our Facebook group, you've seen some of that, the struggle and the battle. And thank you so much for just keeping up with us and specifically for praying for us. God's been bringing a lady, the Myanmese lady, right, from Burmese, right, lady from Myanmar. Her husband's not saved. He's a staunch Buddhist, like hardcore Buddhist. But he's been coming to church. They've been for seven, eight weeks now. And we're going
every
to restore
week.
The Bible
every week.
And just, man.
She was sharing with me a couple Sundays ago that he, for years and years and years, he's been very close to Christianity at all, and she's just been quietly praying for him, and that he is finally, over these last couple of months, and coming to the church, that he's gotten to where he actually wants to come to church, and he's learning and finds it interesting and is more open now than he's ever been. So we're really praying for him to be saved.
Yeah. So, pray for us. We're really waiting for God to move in people's hearts and praying for the Holy Spirit to convict mightily. And Sunday we talked about the birth of Jesus, and he's not just some random guy that showed up and started a religion. He's like the son, he is the son of David. The week before we talked about David, and just imagine covering like 1,000, because in the Japanese Bible, it's literally 1,000 pages between David and Jesus. Like, all right, I'm like, all right, in the next 7 minutes, we're going to cover the timeline of Jesus to, of David to Jesus. But everybody's bearing with me.
Yeah.
No. And so pray for God to save. I think that's what we're looking for. We need workers. We're praying for 3 young interns. We told you a little bit about that in our last podcast. But then pray for God to save people. I think he that's what we're waiting for. And so we would really appreciate it if you would pray for us with pray with us about that.
Yes.
So that's a little bit of what's been going on here. Now, if you have any questions or comments about what we talked about today, I'd love to hear from you. I will do my best to answer those questions on this podcast. You can always reach me via email. My email address is james@reachingjapan.com. That's james@reachingjapan.com. We are honored to serve under the direction of Vision Baptist Church and Vision Baptist Missions in Alpharetta, Georgia. If you're looking for a way to take your next step in ministry or missions, please reach out to me. Thanks for tuning in today. We will see you next time.